Back here on Sports Call, J.J. Jackson getting an opportunity to catch up with South Carolina wide receiver Brian Edwards here on the program. Brian, thanks for the time today. How are you today?
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
What went into your outfit selection for today?
I kind of just wanted to go for a little smooth, like, presidential kind of look. You know, that was the aim for it. I got the tie clip, you know.
How excited are you for football season to be here?
Oh, I'm super excited, man. All the lifting weights and the running in the hot sun, man. I'm just ready to start playing some football.
As you enter your fourth year as a wide receiver on the offense, do you feel like you're more of a leader on the team this season?
Definitely. You know, as experience comes, you know, you kind of got to pass that down to younger guys. So I definitely see myself as a leader in this offense.
Speaking or just watching South Carolina from afar this past couple of seasons, I think it's been an advantage for your program that you've had consistency at that quarterback position and that you've been able to build sort of chemistry between you and Jake Bentley there. Before we get to Jake, we'll talk about him in just a moment. How important as a wide receiver is it to be on a good page with your quarterback?
The page you're on with your quarterback is everything, I feel like. You really can't do anything if you and the quarterback don't have that chemistry,
sure,
so to speak. So I feel like me and Jake have definitely built that throughout the years, and it's definitely going to hit its peak this year.
So where have you seen Jake improve his game this offseason?
As a leader, you know, as a leader in our locker room, I've definitely seen Jake step up. You know, he's definitely commanding the respect of the guys in the locker room, and they're responding to that. You know, he does the things that necessarily you don't want to do. It's kind of uncomfortable, but he puts his foot down and he gets on guys, and you need that in your locker room.
Folks in Auburn are very familiar with your head coach, Will Muschamp, from his years as the defensive coordinator. What exactly is Coach Muschamp like?
Coach Muschamp's a loyal guy, you know. He's somebody you can always talk to. He's a down-to-earth guy, and he's old school, you know. He believes in hard work, and he believes in the blue-collar mentality, and I love that about him.
What are your expectations personally for your season? Because you sort of look at your numbers over the years from your freshman season, and as you continue to progress, each and every year it looks like you're getting better. What's the one thing that you would like to get better at this year?
Just improve. My goal is just to improve every week. You know, if I know if I come to work every day, you know, and I be the guy and I buy into what the coaches are telling me to do, I feel like I can accomplish anything I want to.
Throwing the ball has obviously been something that South Carolina has been pretty good at over the years with Jake Bentley and yourself, as you were saying, but running the football is important as well. Who's been standing out to you at that tailback spot?
Oh, man, all the backs have made tremendous strides this offseason. Some guys some names that stick out to me, definitely Rico Dowdle, Mon Denson. Couple freshmen that have definitely done some great things, but those two guys definitely stick out to me.
Are there young wide receivers that you're seeing that are really impressing you?
Oh, yeah. All the young wide receivers that we have, Josh Van is definitely a name that's going to be looking out for this season. Ortre Smith is coming back. Shai Smith is going to take on a bigger role in the offense. And we have two freshmen, Kevion Mullen and Xavier Leggett, that I feel like going to contribute this season.
On the defensive side of the ball, does your defense fire you up every time they're out there making a big play?
Our defense is definitely fired. They definitely fired me up. You know, JC and Israel, those two guys definitely bring a lot of energy every practice, and you got to match that. So, you know, I love those guys for it, and they make me step my game up.
You sound like somebody who's very fired up for the football season.
Definitely. I'm definitely fired
up
for
it. Well, we really do appreciate you taking some time to chat with us,
no
Brian
problem.
Edwards, here on Sports Call.